Hello, I'm Andrew Richardson, and Defeating the Ivy is one of my favourite stories by Hilary Farmer. To build self-confidence and to remind us that things change and healing can begin from small beginnings. There was once a wooden house that stood in a wood. The house loved it when someone lived inside. It felt wanted, as if it had a purpose. And sometimes when the winter wind blew cold around the house, the person living in it would light a fire. Ah, thought the house, as its wooden slats became warm and comfortable. Just as the house felt the warmth of the fire, so the person living inside felt safe and protected by the wooden building. When the season changed and the sun came down through the trees, the occupier of the house sat in the doorway, peacefully smoking a pipe, and the sweet smell of the tobacco merged with the smell of summer and the bird song in the trees. All was well. But sad to say, the man moved out of the house. There were no logs stacked in the side under a tarpaulin, no sounds of activity inside the house, no sign of anyone coming by that way. And although there were trees and birds and the distant sound of a stream, the house felt bereft and alone. He began to feel anxious and wondered what would happen to him if it continued. He listened out for the sounds of humans, but heard nothing. He waited for someone to stack logs ready for the approaching winter. But no one appeared. The house became colder and colder as the temperature dropped. And in spring, when the birds sang in the early morning, found mates and built nests, all the plants began to come alive with new growth. And some ivy that had grown up the side of the house found its way into the smallest cracks in the wooden panels. And as the sun shone and the rain fell, the ivy grew and grew until it had covered the whole side of the wooden house and begun to grow over the roof, creep in through the windows and through the floor. The house didn't want the ivy there and felt as if it was strangling him. And in his anxiety he resisted, terrified that it seemed to have a kind of power. If the ivy won the battle, no human being would ever see the inside of the house, let alone want to live there. Time passed, and the ivy grew inside the house, and if you were to stand outside, you would hear creaks and groans made by the wood. The house was trying to speak, to chant spells, anything to ward off the encroachment of the advancing ivy. But then one day, a human walked past the house and looked at it, but walked away. The house felt by now it was losing the battle, but could no longer remember what the battle was. It was as if he was the ivy, creeping and growing. And then the human returned and hacked back the ivy from the doors and windows and left. The house felt better and remembered then what the battle was. It was between him and the ivy. He was the wooden house. He was not the ivy, not any plant. He was a strong wooden house, stronger than a few leaves on a stalk. The house became aware of every part of his structure. He became aware of all he knew and understood about who he was. With every fibre of wood, he felt a new strength he'd never felt before. He could repel leaves and stalks. And the ivy loosened its grip and began to shrink back. And as so often happens, one success leads to another, and by the time the human returned, some days later, the ivy had died right back. The human removed the last bit of ivy and painted the wooden panels. And the sun was setting in a golden and red sky when the human left. And as he watched the sun go down and the blue of the sky turn to deep dusk, The wooden house felt good. He knew that even if no human came to live there, he was happy in the wood, in this time, standing strong and proud in who he was. Thank you for listening.